Hakeem Jeffries, resolution condemning socialism is fraudulent, would undermine Democrat agenda. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on February 2, 2023. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, DNY, spoke out against a House resolution that would condemn the horrors of socialism, arguing that it is a fraudulent resolution that would undermine House Democrats' agenda. Cuban-American Representative Maria Elvira Salazar, RFL, introduced the anti-socialism resolution, a symbolic move that declares the country founded on the belief in the sanctity of the individual, to which the collectivistic system of socialism in all of its forms is fundamentally and necessarily opposed. The text of the resolution notes that many of the greatest crimes in history were committed by socialist ideologues like Vladimir Lenin, Joseph Stalin, and Hugo Chavez. Whereas socialist ideology necessitates a concentration of power that has time and time again collapsed into communist regimes, totalitarian rule, and brutal dictatorships, the resolution states. However, Jeffries argued the anti-socialism resolution would undermine House Democrats' agenda. Jeffries said, "They're bringing to the floor of the House of Representatives today a resolution on socialism, to condemn some dictators that we all condemn. But understand the goal of this phony, fake, and fraudulent resolution is just to somehow provide cover for extreme MAGA Republicans to try to undermine an agenda that is designed to lift up the health, safety, and well-being of the American people." Jeffries, like other House Democrats, also accused the GOP of using the resolution as a way to attack social programs like Social Security or Medicaid. They've called things like Social Security, socialism. Medicare, socialism. Extreme MAGA Republicans have called public education socialism, Medicaid, socialism. The Affordable Care Act, socialism. The American Rescue Plan, socialism, Jeffries said. Representative Maxine Waters, DCA, accused the GOP of fearmongering. "This resolution is instead as divisive as it is insulting to the American public. It is trying to suggest that Social Security, Medicare, and even fire departments are anti-American," Waters said. However, House Republicans quickly dismissed the Democrats' accusations that the resolution was a condemnation of social programs. "Despite my Democratic colleagues' claims, there's nothing in this resolution about entitlement programs or banning social services or anything of the like," Representative Patrick McHenry, RNC, said. "If this resolution would just simply draw out my Democrat colleagues to just say, yes, they are in favor of socialism, maybe this is a worthwhile endeavor," McHenry added. California Republican Young Kim spoke about the evil of socialism ahead of the vote on the resolution. Kim said, "As an immigrant who grew up in South Korea during the aftermath of the Korean War, I know firsthand the horror, the destruction, that socialism has brought to millions of families in the Korean Peninsula under the evil regime of the Kim dynasty to now, Kim Jong-un. Socialism divided my family and friends between North and South. My mother-in-law, for example, she crossed over the DMZ and back multiple times to rescue loved ones from the tyrannical North Korean regime. And tens of thousands of war-torn families remain separated till this day." The resolution ultimately passed in a bipartisan fashion, with 328 voting in favor and 86 voting against it. House Republicans unanimously supported the bill, along with 126 House Democrats. Interestingly, Jeffries and former Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, DCA, voted in favor of the resolution. "Very proud to see mine at Steve Scalise's resolution condemning socialism pass the People's House, Rep. Salazar tweeted. 328 members chose to stand up and condemn the ideology that slaughtered millions. This is a triumph of individual liberty over the brutality of collectivist statism." During his press conference, Jeffries also lamented the House's vote to block Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, from the House Foreign Affairs Committee, despite Democrats unanimously supporting her. A refugee elected to the United States Congress, duly sent back to the House by her constituents in Minnesota. "Now, Representative Omar certainly has made mistakes," Jeffries said. "She has used anti-Semitic tropes that were clearly and unequivocally condemned by House Democrats when it took place 4 years ago." Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at dixonhamilton@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.